It's time again for StoryCorps. Friends and relatives have been interviewing each other in recording booths across the country. Those conversations add up to an oral history of America. As many of you are driving out of town for the Labor Day holiday, we bring you this story of a job. Three generations of the Kobus family worked in a steel mill near Pittsburgh. Here, Ken Kobus talks about his father, John, and a lifetime making steel.
The mill was always in my life, even as a baby. I mean, I always heard and smelled the mill, and it was just ever-present. My father, he worked there for most of his life. His nickname was Crow. They called him Crow. He was what they call a first helper. That was a man that was in charge of one furnace in the plant. And the first time I went into the shop, I just remember it like yesterday. So there were all these things moving back and forth, and I was afraid I was going to get run over. And my dad just walked straight through like nothing was going on. You know, it's just amazing. And to face a furnace is just, it's hard to describe, because you watch cold steel being put into there and watch it become more and more red and red and red, and then it disappears and falls apart, and it's just unimaginable. I know that it stuck with my father for all his life. I mean, when he was dying, he had cancer. We had him in hospice, and he was in a lot of pain, so they're giving him lots of morphine. And I was watching him in the bed once, and the doctor came in, and my dad was laying on his back, and he like was had his hands up in the air, and he was turning and manipulating, and the doctor saw that I was looking at my dad, and he says, "We're wondering what the heck he's doing." Because, you know, he did it all the time. He would be laying on his back, and he would be doing this stuff, and they had no clue as to what he was doing. And I said, "Oh," he says, "I could tell you, he's making steel." He was opening furnace doors, and he was adjusting the gas on the furnace and the draft. I could see what he was doing. And the doctor was amazed, you know. And to the day he died, that's how he lived. He lived steelmaking.
Ken Kobus, talking about his father, John, in Pittsburgh. These StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress. Learn how you can participate at npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.